When you live in a country with no centralized blood bank, where do you turn to if you need a transfusion? For one Lebanese pharmacy student, the answer was his mobile phone.
So my name is Yorgi Teyrouz, I'm 26 years old, and today I'm the president of Donner Sans Compter, the NGO that deals with blood donation.
Yorgi established Donner Sans Compter in 2007 after a friend's grandfather died when he failed to find blood donors during heart surgery.
We search everywhere, and his blood type was AB negative. And AB negative is known to be the rarest blood type in Lebanon and in the world. It's 0.7%, which means every 200, 300 person that you know, you only find one donor, and that if he can give or he cannot give.
Using an Excel sheet on his phone, Yorgi began collecting the names and blood types of willing donors. Whenever there was a request for blood, he would put the patient's family in touch with matching donors.
Today, our NGO holds more than 14,000 blood donors registered on our database. We have saved, in less than 3 years, more than 15,000 lives. And this number is growing day after day. We're operating 24 hours, 7 days a week, simply by linking potential donors to patients in need.
Yorgi has regular stands at universities to recruit new volunteers. Social media websites like Facebook and Twitter have also proven crucial in raising awareness about the need for donors.
With every donation you make, you will end up saving up to 3 lives with every donation. That should be a motive enough for everyone to go and give.
Yorgi's concern for others has earned him admiration from across the Arab world. He's won 2 awards, including a $50,000 grant from the King of Jordan. The money has been used to register Donner Sans Compter as an official NGO and to hire a handful of phone operators. They are on call at all times to respond to blood requests. At the NGO's bustling offices in Beirut, I meet 19-year-old Simon, one of the operators.
Almost every hospital gives a patient our number. Everyone knows our number. When I started here, it was in October 2010, I guess. We got today 8 or 9 calls. Now it's 21. And as I call sometimes at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning. And usually we fulfill those demands.
Lebanon's health sector is still recovering after being left in tatters following the country's 15-year civil war. With no national blood service available, Donner Sans Compter is filling a gaping hole in the market, says Daniel Tinawi, Yorgi's former teacher.
I would very like government to take initiative to campaign for the blood donation. It will help a lot because we are in a big need because of car accidents, because of viruses, because of illnesses.
Daniel may well be the inspiration behind Donner Sans Compter, given that he is Lebanon's top blood donor. A friendly-faced bicycle enthusiast, Daniel wears a pin in the shape of a blood drop, showing that he has given blood more than 100 times. His first donation was as an 18-year-old during the Lebanese Civil War. His friend had been badly injured in an attack, but the blood transfusion from Daniel saved his life.
It was something I was very afraid of because I don't like blood. I don't like seeing blood. So I decided to give blood, not looking to the needle.
So now that you've done it more than 109...
Still, I do not look at the needle, but I've gained much more confidence.
Knowing that he is providing a life-saving service helps Daniel overcome his squeamishness.
It's a culture, I mean, la culture de l'autre, the culture of the other. It's an attitude, being open to the others and helping others if they're in need.
The enthusiasm for Donner Sans Compter's simple goal keeps on growing. As Yorgi and I talk, 3 new donors register and 2 people sign up as volunteers. What started with a slow trickle of donors has quickly spawned a new generation of altruistic individuals committed to the motto of Yorgi's NGO, to give without seeking anything in return. Together with Yorgi, they are forming a new type of army in Lebanon, one that sheds blood to save, not squander, human life. I'm Dalila Mahdawi in Beirut.